A computer. Integrated skills development. Passage. I have never used a computer. Janet decides it's time to learn how to use a computer and goes to the computer room in her college. She asks someone there how to use the computer. The following is the conversation between Janet, J, and another student, AS, in the computer room.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the problem?
Well, I've never used a computer before, I'm afraid. So I have very little idea what to do.
Oh yeah, okay, sure. Well, you'd better start at the beginning then. Well, first you need to switch it on. Okay, now we've just got to wait for a minute or so while the computer checks itself out. Now just wait. Right, here it is. You see this colored screen? This is Windows 95.
What is Windows 95?
Windows 95 is an operating system which controls the hardware, reading from and writing to the disk, sending information to the printer, and so forth. Now, move the mouse. You see the arrow on the screen? It is controlled by the mouse. Move the arrow to the Start icon at the bottom of the screen, and click the left-hand button of your mouse, and you will get a menu.
What does the menu mean?
The menu is just the list of programs which are on the computer, so you can choose the one you want.
Well, I just want to do some typing, type my essay. So what do I want, actually?
Right, you want the word processor. That is the Microsoft Word in this computer. Point the cursor to Program, and you can find some of the programs that come with Windows 95. That's it, okay. To start the typing program, click Microsoft Word. Now, there you are, blank screen. You could just start typing now, as if it's a typewriter.
Oh, okay. What if I make a mistake? I know it'll correct it, but how do I do that?
Okay, well, the mouse you used before, you can use it to move the cursor to the front of the mistake and click. Then press delete and type in whatever you want to correct it to. Very important is saving your document so that you can go away, come back to it. in order to save your document. You should use your mouse to click the File menu and find Save function there. Now click the Save and see what happens. Now you can see it asks you for a name. So now you need to type in a name you want to call your document.
Okay, so if I call it by my name, Janet.
Right, okay, and press enter again. And there you can see it, so it's saving it for you.
Okay, it seems quite easy actually.
The other thing you need to know is how to finish, how to exit. I'll tell you what. I'll go and get on with my work over there and let me know when you've finished. And I'll come and help you exit.
Oh, thanks very much. You've been very helpful and kind. Thank you. Will you be here, actually?
Yeah, I'm going to be here for the next couple of hours. So, sure.
So, if I get stuck, you can help me?
Yes, of course.
Thanks a lot.